Okay.
Yeah. Yep. We're going.
All right. All right.
No, we can talk about music. That's cool.
Yeah. What else do I have in here? Say Yes by Elliot Smith. It's a great song.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Gospel for a New Century by Eve Tumor. That's great.
Oh, that's kind of cool that's up on your list there.
Yeah. There's some nice stuff. There's like way too many Suicide Boys songs. Glycerine by Bush, that was a good song. Is a good song.
That's on your list too?
Bush in
general. What was that?
Wait, what was that, Greg?
I said Bush in general was actually pretty good.
Yeah. Underrated band overall.
Welcome to the Who Up podcast. I'm trying to list off all the cool songs I listened to this year because my top artist ended up being Suicide Boys.
so now he's trying to prove himself.
Yeah, hey, check out this Eve Tumor song that's number 88 on my top 100.
I wish they numbered the list on Apple Music because they don't have it numbered and I can't count without having like some semblance of where I'm at.
Yeah, no, they don't have them numbered on here. I'm just throwing out stuff. My number 100 is Gretel by Alex G, which I thought would be higher on the list.
That's pretty.
I feel like I listened to that a lot.
It's pretty good for a 100 though. It made the cut. It's a good song. I love that. That album was really good too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, and I'm noticing the lower I get on the list is like, here's like where all the cool shit is at the top. It's like, I mean, there's cool shit at the top too. I mean, my top two were L'Amour Toujours and Disorder. Those are great songs.
Respect.
But yeah, a lot of high school rap music. Which is, that's, you know, do with that what you will.
Sometimes it's what you need when you're a young producer.
But yeah, there's like, I don't know. I just remember like discovering it earlier this year and it was just so, it just felt refreshing to me. And I was just like going crazy finding all these artists and listening to these songs. And I like gravitated to a few of them and they just became some of my top artists.
Yeah,
which, like, is insane.
I have Snot on my list, so.
Oh, there you go. Is it Megan by
Snot? Yeah. That song fucking rocks.
It is a good song.
I was listening to that
for a while. I'm actually surprised it's not in my list. I don't see it anywhere. The most obscure one I have is Mobster by Lil Wap, which is just like a fucking, like, it's a trap rap. Like, if you had to, like, if an AI made like a trap rap song, this is like what it would come up with.
That's fucking based. Well, yeah, we're
probably got like 40,000 plays on Spotify.
We're here with he's my friend too, but Cave, you know him better than any of us.
Yeah, long time personal friend, also friend of the podcast, officially on Wax. Greg is in the building.
Woo. Oh, and Chris is here too. He made it.
So welcome, Greg. We go way back.
We didn't really start talking though until like after high school, but
yeah,
we kind of knew each other in high school.
It was like, it was one of those things where, to be perfectly honest, like I was maybe a little intimidated by like the, like, that group, you know, of like, like that, like, you were a part of, like, not like in today, where I, like, maybe I wasn't like scared, but it was like, oh, like, I'd like an outsider kind of coming in. Like, I would, like, I remember like a few times hanging out like in the hallway with you guys like after school, but
yeah,
our class was where like we were friends. What was that?
Straight people, first time hanging out with straight people in high school.
I was asking Greg, but Chris, I was still hanging out with straight people. But what did you say, Greg?
Yeah, it was like the, I don't know, like edgy punk goth kids kind of was that group
yeah that was yeah, in. Yeah, like yeah, just like skating. It was like, I don't know, it was like a crew that I was like oh, these guys are like cool, I like a lot of the same shit, but I was like friends with a very like polar opposite group of people. Like
yeah, it was
right, gay kids.
Like I because then yeah, first I was in that group, like the, I don't know what we, like we kind of just played a lot of video games and stuff, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, and they were really paintball and shit. And then after probably like 10th grade or 11th grade, I got into like, I started getting more into like metal, and like we were just the kids that listened to like grindcore and punk and shit like that.
Yeah. Which, like, that kind of stuff did, like, kind of scare me at the time. Like, the metal and all that, I was like, that was back when I was still, like, wary of it and didn't really have an appreciation. I was like, oh, this is, like, the music my mom doesn't want me to listen to.
Yeah. Pretty much.
But yeah, Greg is a creator, a man that makes things, a fucking real cool guy, and I mean, just like a friend. I mean, hung out with Clifton and I a few different times. We went to some Machine Girl shows together.
Yeah, it was
yeah,
sick.
that was so cool.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, fuck, what do we want to get into, man? There's
I got a bit.
Stuff.
I got a bit. I got a bit.
Yeah,
it's Gay Joker. Do you want to know how I got these AIDS? You know?
Like...
Can we not hear me?
No, I can... I heard you.
I just didn't have a response.
I'm going to kill myself today. Today's the day. It is fully the day. For
just
sure.
Like meditating on that like 30 minutes before you joined.
Yeah, I thought about it. No, actually I woke up literally at 9:05, to be honest.
What?
I'm having a weird day. I'm going viral for a, I think maybe transphobic joke I made, possibly.
It's not transphobic.
It was misogynistic.
It's not misogynistic either.
It was just funny.
Yeah, it was just a good joke.
Okay.
It's cool. it's pro Elliot Page becoming Elliot Page. It's anti women, okay, which is good.
Right.
Yeah, there's no problem with that. That's a good joke.
Elliot Page is.
You don't know who Elliot Page
okay.
is?
No,
just,
I don't know.
He just was born today. He was just born today.
Elliot right? Page, you might know Zem. No.
You might know him as Ellen Page from the movies yeah. X-Men or Juno.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
we can't dead name him, so that's Elliot Page now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is kind of tight.
All right.
Yeah. It's cool.
What did he do in the Marvels movies?
He was Kitty Pryde.
He was what?
He was Kitty Pryde in the X-Men.
Kitty,
okay. I don't know, dude. That sounds like something a gay person would do.
Here's the thing, Elliot Page, has not been relevant in my life ever. So,
I didn't know who he was until I got the viral tweet.
Yeah.
Wait, you didn't know who Elliot Page was?
That's
no.
I'm on the same page with that. I had no idea who the fuck that was.
No idea. Saw the tweet that somebody came out as trans said, "Welcome to the winning team, brother."
Wow. That's crazy.
I see somebody join the squad and I welcome them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, dudes rock, so.
Yeah. Dude, have you read the comments on that tweet?
Yeah, a lot of them are just dudes rock.
It's like 50 dudes rocks comments, and then somebody being like,
"Is it doing?
Why do you change
well?
His name?" Yeah, it's at like 5K.
Nice. I haven't looked at it recently. I just did my due diligence and retweeted it,
which was baller.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. Should be fun. Maybe I'll get to 4,000 followers. And I can start talking about my penis to them.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll love the guy fucking the aloe vera plant.
I'm not gonna do that again. I'm not gonna fuck it up if I get the 4K.
You say that.
When I was
Yeah, I guess to explain this to Greg. Chris runs a pristine Twitter account where it gets to be, you know, past 10 o'clock Ohio time, and out comes the video of a man putting his dick in an aloe vera plant.
Damn.
It doesn't happen all the time. You make it seem like I do it every 9 or 10 p.m. like a ritual. It's just sometimes I go a little bit insane, just a tiny bit insane.
Yeah, but did it feel?
I'll tweet some vulgar videos. Oh, I feel it makes me feel something when I do it. Yeah.
Damn, I might try that. Not a bad idea.
I swear to God, Chris, if you get Greg posting shit like that, I'm going to kill you.
Look, that's not my fault. It's his credo. HH.
Inspiration.
What is? I've posted a lot of disgusting things. I've posted like Simpsons porn, fucking Miss Piggy being fucked by Kermit and like clay dolls.
Yeah, it's really, it's really just like not good stuff.
I'll get DM from people I know personally that are just like, come on, man. Why are you doing that? Yeah. Usually I let your weird jokes slide, but what's this?
Yeah. My IRLs had a tough enough time with me just like tweeting like that I'm the part of Xanarchy.
No,
like,
that you're going to fuck like Lois Griffin or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the thing too, I guess. I forgot about that.
Didn't you get a phone call from your mom about a Lois Griffin tweet?
Probably.
I know you did because I was there.
yeah, she did.
That was hilarious.
I used to get phone calls about a lot of tweets. My mom is active on Twitter. She tweets a Bible verse every day. And so she sees my stuff.
What's her interactions like on those?
I'm
not being a dick. You just do. Oh.
Yeah, well, I think sometimes she'll get like some other likes, but
it would be cool if like, she was just mom, popping up on.
That would be hilarious. If she just like became like a prominent piece of like Christian Twitter.
That'd be so funny. Bro, she's like ratioing you on shit.
That would be
like,
fun.
I'm gonna pray for you. She like quotes me one of your weird ass tweets. She's like, I'm gonna pray for you, Gabe, and ratios the fuck out of you.
That would have my retweet immediately.
Oh, for sure. Like, same.
She's got like Joel Osteen in the replies.
That'd be fucking sick. You got Kanye West tweeting about you.
Yeah, that'd be fucked up. If my mom got a Kanye West reply, nah, dude, that's not.
That would rock. This version of your mama I created in my head rocks.
Yeah. The best part is that she's going to listen to this and be like, oh, you guys talked about me on the podcast.
Yeah, that's sick.
I don't know, man.
What's y'all's favorite candy bar?
Candy bar?
Baby Ruth.
Yeah, top pick.
Baby Ruth, for sure.
God.
I respect the Baby Ruth pick, Clay.
Thank you.
I don't even know which one that is.
It's the one that's the best one.
That's the best one.
You've never had a Baby Ruth?
I don't think so.
I'd literally shoot somebody if they said that a Milky Way was the best candy bar.
Okay. Never mind then.
Or a Three Musketeers. Those are the two.
Dude, are you shitting me? Those are like the two that were in my head.
No, those are dog shit.
Why are those the two in your...
It's all nougat.
Yeah, but that's good. I mean, Greg, what's your
pick? Milky Way is pretty good. I think my top pick is Twix.
Yeah. That's fair. It's got the cookie in there that makes it good.
Yeah, I think Graham.
I probably got to go with. I like Snickers bars and I don't know if this counts, but the salted nut roll or like a Payday.
Ooh, yeah, Paydays count. Yeah, those are bomb.
Paydays make sense to me.
Yeah.
What was yours, just Chris? Goes
too hard.
Sometimes I just like a Hershey's almond bar.
That's fair. Simple.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mature.
But I would say consistently my favorite is Butterfinger.
Okay.
Yeah, Butterfinger is pretty good too.
I used to like Butterfingers, but then I don't know.
I can't do like the whole like it's busted in three pieces, you know?
Yeah,
and
right.
Like, crumbling everywhere. It's just like it's inefficient. Like
it's
I
the
like
nature
a bar.
Yeah, it's the what? Nature Valley granola of the candy bar industry.
Truly, truly. Just like fucking the quality is like, well, I mean, not the quality. The presentation is yeah. Shit. It just is like fucking cool. There's like it's chocolate jars in your lap. Shit. Yeah, nobody likes that. I like a cool. Snickers bar.
I think
it's concise.
Cool.
It's got a lot of flavor. It's, you know, yeah. It's small. It's just like, boom, Snickers bar.
Well, my favorite way to eat a Butterfinger is ground up in a Blizzard.
Damn.
So that's your favorite Blizzard, then?
I guess technically then. I guess Hershey Almond would be my favorite candy bar. Because, like, Blizzard is, like, the best tasting candy to me because it's so good in Blizzard.
Yeah, that's
Blizzard does not count as candy.
No, but he's right about like the Butterfinger being one of the best things in a Blizzard because it's like
yeah,
it's that's how a Butterfinger's supposed to be eaten.
Yeah, it's supposed to be crushed up.
Have you guys had the Reese's Take Five?
I fucking hate Reese's, dude.
Oh, I fucking love, dude. I love the Reese's Take Fives. They got a pretzel, caramel, and the Reese's filling in there, and it's chocolate. It's so good.
I've maybe had this as a kid, but I don't.
No, you haven't.
Now.
They're new. They're new
really?
This year. Yeah, yeah, they're fucking insane.
What was no, there was a it. Candy bar like? Oh, now I'm curious. There was something. Maybe I'm thinking of whatchamacallit.
Yeah, it might be a whatchamacallit.
You know what I like that isn't around anymore? That was one of my favorite candy bars.
Hmm.
The Hershey's Cookies and Cream.
Oh, those were so good.
That's not around anymore.
I can never find it.
Those are so disgusting now. Like if I were to eat one of those now, I'd throw up. But like as a kid, yeah, those were perfect.
I would eat like three of them when I was working at Kroger at like age 16. I would just get high and come into work.
You
eat three
has
candy bars and go work 8 hours.
You have no discipline.
No, I'm a like, piece of shit.
None at all.
I'm a piece of shit. No, you're right.
That's ridiculous, dude. Even as like a young adult, like where you have all the freedom, like to you with your own place and everything. Even I was not eating more than one candy bar a day.
Oh, I was fucking candy bars up, dude. I remember,
really?
Yeah, I remember. I was so depressed that I would go to Quick Trip. I'd buy a bag of Funyuns, two chicken sandwiches, a Red Bull, and a gallon jug of water. Then a pack of Camel Crushes. Throw it all in my credit card. Drive home, and I would do that every day, once a day, at like 2 a.m. And then I'd pass out in bed covered in like Funyun dust. I'd fucking wake and wake up at like 4, and then I'd just do it all over again.
Yeah, I remember at Meijer when I was working at Meijer, a separate grocery store. This is when I was like 19. I just lived off the deli chicken sandwiches that they were about to throw out at the end of the night. Like, I literally, like that is what I ate every day. It was just, like, the sandwiches that they weren't going to, like, they didn't sell. I just grabbed whatever amount it was, and that's just how much I ate that day.
I was, like, a piece of shit, but, like, my level of it was, like, oh, I'd go to work, and I would just have like a Red Bull, and you know those like Walmart sized bags of Doritos at the checkout?
Yeah.
That would be all I would eat in like a day, and then I would go home and like go to bed. And that was like, I just thought that was okay to do every day.
See, I'm different because the way I am is like, if I'm feeling nothing, all I do is eat.
Same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, like that's for sure. My bias. I definitely eat is food for sure.
When okay. I'm bored, I definitely will just fucking snack.
Hell yeah.
Damn. Mm-hmm. I like, maybe this is fucked up, but I'll like, I like sometimes just, well, more than sometimes, I'll like intentionally not eat. But.
Yeah, that's bad. Like, but like, I'm like not saying what I'm doing is good.
No, no, it's just like different, like a different same side of the same
coin. Yeah, same side, or a different side of the same coin.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'll eat 5 chicken sandwiches and you'll starve yourself.
Right. Yeah. Like I'll wake up in the morning with more than enough time to like pack a lunch and I'll be like, yeah, I just don't think I'm gonna bring anything to work today and like eat.
Yeah. And just, I always like, convince myself I'm gonna do that and then I end up buying food.
Dude, yeah. I'll like not here's where I have the issue. It's like I won't eat all day. I'll like have like caffeine and just like smoke my way through the day and be fine. And then like before I have to go to bed, I'll be like, I'm so hungry. And then I'll just eat so much and then just go to sleep.
Yeah, I do that shit too. Eat a fucking Jack's pizza before I go to bed.
Yeah. Like I'll order some shit on DoorDash and be like, oh, cool. I'll pay $25 for this McDonald's that I'm going to eat and pass out right after.
Yeah, you get a Tupperware like, container of taco meat left over at 4 in the morning by the fridge.
Like I am like a late night snack guy though. That is something that I just have yet to give up on. There's something so nice about getting into bed with like some sort of treat that I just really, really like.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
Yeah, it just feels good. It makes going to bed more fun because going to bed is fucking gay. Like, I don't want to do that.
No, I hate
it. If I have my blue corn chips, it feels a little better. It's like, oh, I can eat these chips and you know maybe watch a video and then I can fall asleep with the video playing. And
I can't even sleep anymore. The past couple nights, I've just been staying up until like 6 or 7. Until I, like, can fall asleep. And then I'll just, like, fall asleep until 2. And then get up. And just go about my day. And, like...
Oh, my God. You're almost... Yeah. You know what? I've been doing this thing where I've been falling asleep at, like, 5 and waking up at 8. And then sleeping from, like, 2 to 9.
I always have to try and force myself to go to sleep, but it doesn't really work. I've been late to work the past 2 days because I just like cannot
go to Damn. Bed. Sounds rough. I like never have any issues falling asleep. It's like, okay, I'm going to bed now, and then I'll fall asleep in like 10 minutes.
I'm so jealous. Really?
Sleep like a baby.
Man, I would love that.
That'd be so nice. I fucking, what the fuck? I was gonna say something. Oh, yeah, I was pretty pissed because I was supposed to start work today. But because, literally a week ago, I might have come in contact with COVID. My boss was, like, at my new job was like, yeah, I don't want to start you yet. Like, I want to give you a couple more days just because, like, the window to, like, have anything is so wide. Like, it's like, 2 to 14 days or whatever.
Yeah.
So she was like, yeah, I don't want you starting today, actually. And I was like, oh, well, that saves my sleep schedule, but, like, fucking, I'm not working for an entire week. And, like, all day today, I've just been, like, going fucking stir crazy.
Dude, I had a job interview today.
Yeah, how'd that go? Oh, it was...
You go ahead first. I'll tell my story.
No, I just said, yeah, that it sucks that, like, when you have to be quarantined and shit.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. But yeah, the funniest part of the interview was like, so it was like I had to do a test, right? It was like math, grammar, like all this shit like this. Like just like basic education stuff, but like it was kind of hard, I'm not gonna lie, especially for someone that like is fucking stupid. But I was in like on a Zoom call with five other people taking the test, and there was like a proctor. And afterwards she goes, okay, so there's a second test. But if you fail this first test, you don't move on. And she's like, and normally I would just we'd be doing this in person, and like I would sit you down face to face and tell you didn't pass, and then like tell you like I'm sorry. She's like, but like I don't want to embarrass you because like there's no way for me to go privately and speak to you. She's like, so if everybody's comfortable with it, I'm just gonna kick the people that didn't pass.
Jesus Christ.
And I was like, oh fuck. I was like, if this Zoom call ends, I'm gonna fucking kill myself. And then like there's five people with me, three just fucking immediately hang up. I'm just like, oh, I passed? I was like, I passed? I was like, I'm still on the call, right? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, okay, cool.
That's you awesome. Know
what? I had some shit like that happen, but like in real life. Like I went to go test I don't think it matters. At 3M, right? You have to take like two tests to like get the job. Okay.
Yeah, I like how so, they're not gonna listen to this.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Fuck dude, 3M's gonna hear this, man. They're gonna fuck my shit up. No.
They're gonna fire you from a job you're not even working at anymore.
Yeah, they're gonna get in the money line on Patreon and fuck that up. So at 3M you take two tests to get in. There's like one that's like a general like knowledge test just to make sure you're not like an idiot. And everybody passed that. And then there's like this test is more centered around different like sciences and things that would apply, you know, in the specific like plant you're working in.
Yeah.
And fucking, I felt so bad for the guy. There's five of us in this room, right? We all get the first test, and then we take the second one. They're like, you know, just so you know, this test is a little more difficult. So, you know, if you don't make it, we're just gonna have to, you know, have you leave the room, you know, because then we got to talk to the other candidates about their next steps. So we take this test, and there's this like old guy, and he was like super nice talking to all of us while we're waiting, you know, in between the tests and everything. And he fucking like got like one or two wrong, like past like the point where you could like pass. And so they just like made him walk out in front of everybody.
Well, that's what you get for not studying, man.
I was like, Jesus Christ, dude, like that's not cool. He just like, you could tell he just had to put on like a brave smile. He's like, all right, I'll see you guys later. It's like, dog, I don't even know what to say to you, man.
Dude, I love the idea of like being in a room and like just like the one guy who's like, oh yeah, how's everybody's day today? Like he's the one who fails and has to leave.
Nice guy.
And everyone's just like, oh shit.
That's literally what it was. I mean, he was just like a very sweet like old man, you know, just like looking for like a nice job, right?
Yeah.
And it just sucks. They get your hopes up with that first test, and it's like, oh, you actually just missed like the cutoff. Like you're gonna have to leave.
It was like a question on something that was invented after he went to school, like gravity or something.
Yeah. Well, it's like, dude, I was guessing on like a decent amount of those questions. Like, Jesus Christ, man! Like, why do we have to know this? Like. To work in a tape factory.
I think it would be so cool if like he fails and then some like wigger dude just passes.
Yeah.
Beside him.
That's like literally, I mean, not like in my specific like room, but I'm sure that happens. Like
damn, Gramps. Work there. Yeah.
Damn,
homeboy,
dude. You think you gotta get your old bitch ass out of here, was yard.
Oh fucking kid that could be his grandson.
Yeah, it is his grandson.
Yeah, he's got like a Young and Reckless beanie on, like in like with a fucking collared shirt.
The little peep crybaby tattoo on his neck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit, Grandpa, I thought we could both cure Grandma's cancer, but I guess you're out of here.
Bye.
They're both getting the same job to pay for Grandma's cancer treatment.
Yeah.
Dude, that okay, but that's kind of how Gap was too. But it was like a room of like 80 people. They were hiring seasonal help.
Mm-hmm.
And they like you took the test, and they like immediately were like, either go to table A or B, right? And there's like 20 people sitting at each table, and they go, "All right, table B, you can go ahead and leave."
<That's> Damn.
There's just something way too funny about like just publicly humiliating a large group of people like that.
20 people, and you're like, "Yeah, can we get the fucking idiots out of here? Can we get the guys that couldn't do basic literacy and math out?"
What's pretty good about all of that, though, is people publicly embarrass themselves more than getting publicly embarrassed by like staffers. Like, there was a whole group of women who marched on like Pennsylvania Avenue in pussy hats.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, there was like what, that women's march in 2016 in DC.
We should do the men's march for Trump.
We should just do a men's march in general.
Yeah, I think that would be awesome. Could you imagine? Can you imagine a march of like 20,000 like just fucking dudes?
We all have penis hats on.
The only time men march is to storm beaches.
Yeah.
It would if we all went to DC, it would just be like it'd be a big fucking cookout, dude.
Yeah, it'd be kind of sick to just like get every dude you've ever met ever and just all of you go to DC and you all march on Pennsylvania Avenue setting up like grills. Everybody brings their own grill. The only fighting that happens is if anybody has an issue with how you cooked your steak. And that's it's settled well. You know, we just everybody gets in a circle, the two fight it out.
Mm-hmm. And over.
The best part about like a dudes march too is that like all like the guys would bring like a bunch of girls to be like a Mardi Gras situation where you like give like trade beads and shit like that. Like it'd just be a big block party, but it's the dudes march.
Everybody
has a pack of Marble Reds.
Yeah, some kind of, some dudes and got parliaments.
I do like the idea where every guy is wearing a penis hat as well.
Yeah.
But we all think it's like really funny. We're not doing it to make a statement.
Yeah. It's all just like, oh, we're dickheads, and then some like white liberal check mark on Twitter like quote tweets a picture of it and is like, oh, men are actually being dickheads, and every dude who's there is like, yeah, that's fucking awesome. That's the whole point.
All the replies are just like us at the block party, like flipping off the camera with the dick hats on.
Everything's just dudes rock underneath it.
Yeah, and it's like, oh man. And then you give like your loser friend like a small dick hat, and you just make fun of him the whole time. Yeah.
Right, it'd be so funny you having that small dick hat on.
Not me. I think we give it to Chris.
Really?
I don't know, man. So. We've seen Chris's dick.
Yeah, that's true.
Nice try. Checkmate.
Hey, what is that? You get a chode hat, Greg?
Chode hat, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't even lie. The guy with the chode hat at the Dudes Rock March would actually be pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's the Dudes Rock March.
Yo, the dude with the chode hat for sure gets like free burgers at all the tents he goes to.
Hmm. Well, the dudes march works under communism. Everything's free.
Yeah. There's nobody's.
It's a communal effort.
Yeah, we all got. It's an
honor system.
Yeah, well, you all trade stuff. Like.
Yeah, It's like, yo, here's a couple of Budweisers. Let me get a couple of steaks. You know, me and my boys are gonna eat over here.
Yeah.
On Pennsylvania Avenue.
Yeah, we have the only way that it's segregated is between gas grills and charcoal grills.
Yeah. And then there's a small like faction of people with smokers.
Right, yeah. And they're in between.
Yeah. That's fantastic. I really like that.
I think we could actually make this a successful thing. I think we could get
You know how sweet that would be? COVID is like over, and then we just organized this like insane dudes march. I would fly out for that. Dude, that would be so fucking badass.
Even during COVID, I think it'd be even more fun because you could have everybody with like dicks on their masks, or like, did you guys see the picture of the like the ball mask, like the mask that just looks like a scrotum? How cool would that be?
No. That would be hilarious.
Right?
Dude, yeah, you could like, oh man, you could like go around and have like a dick hat and a dick mask.
We get Joe Biden to come out and, you know, do some talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, not about anything.
No, it's yeah. just about dudes and how they rock and like the men maybe who like, built America.
He's just telling his like stories about being a lifeguard and we're all just like nodding in agreement being like, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that'd be I think sweet.
Yeah, who up listeners, we gotta organize the dudes march.
We'd like to officially welcome Elliot Page onto the dudes march.
We should have keynote speakers and stuff. I mean, I know that sounds a little gay, but like we could have, like, keynote speakers like, you know, Elliot Page or, like, Kevin Smith or, like, Dale.
Clint Eastwood directly after Elliot Page.
Yes.
Danny DeVito.
There's no real message.
Danny DeVito, too?
Danny DeVito, and he can have the chode hat, too.
Yeah!
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there's no message. It's just we love being dudes. We love being guys being dudes. Trans dudes are welcome. Not trans dudes are welcome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
a hologram of Rick from Rick and Morty is gonna be there speaking. He's the keynote speaker.
Yeah. Oh, dude, we need some musical acts too at this shit. We gotta bring in like some good like fucking dude artists. Like Green Day's performing.
Yeah, Green Day. We get Trapped.
AC/DC.
Limp Bizkit.
Switchfoot.
Revival.
Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Yeah, we get CCR in that bitch. Hell fucking yes. Ted Nugent is there too. We should get Bruce Springsteen. I mean, it's gonna cover everything, you know, like all political people, whatever, you know, like it's about being dudes.
Politics don't matter because dudes can just agree to disagree.
Right.
You know, maybe you'll get sucker punched if you're being a bitch. But that's just how dudes are.
That's how being a dude is.
Yeah.
If you're a fucking bitch, I'll knock you on your ass, dude. But fucking respect me and I respect you. That's dude honor system.
And then after he kicks your ass, he buys you a beer.
Yeah, that's how dudes are. It's like, hey, sorry I kicked your ass. Let's get you fucked up.
Yeah.
I just had a really funny thought.
What?
Some frat bro that goes around to like trans like safe spaces, right?
Yeah,
he's just giving trans men like he's like I'd like to hear like I'd officially give you a copy of the bro code.
Yeah, that's fucking sick.
Here's your official copy of the bro code, dude.
Yeah, that's fucking sick.
To be sweet. It's and then there's also plated. Like an invitation. They also want to like try and get them like in the fraternity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Recruiting non-college trans kids. It's like a literal 15-year-old trans boy.
Well, no, it's going to be 18 plus. Listen, we're not going to have any children there. I don't need any lawsuits on our hands. Yeah. Well, you know how dudes are sometimes.
You guys can work out the details. I don't want to be a part of this fraternity.
Well, no, not the fraternity. I mean, like, the whole thing is going to be, like, 18 plus.
Okay.
I'm talking about the fraternity.
Oh, okay.
I was off the dudes march. I was onto the fraternity.
Well,
there's
no trans children at our dudes march.
Okay.
And it's not because they're trans, it's because they're children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also maybe it's kind of because they're trans.
No, it's not because of that at all. We have Elliot Page as a keynote speaker. We're open to all dudes.
Okay, that's my bad. I thank you for explaining it to me as a dude, and as a dude, I understand that.
See?
And so we do want trans people there.
Yeah, we want trans dudes there. Yeah.
Actually, we want mostly trans dudes there.
Now it sounds like we're trying to make a statement. We're just trying to have a good time with dudes.
Okay, so let's actually, if we're trying to have a good time, zero trans dudes.
Oh my God.
No, I'm being facetious. We want anyone that's a dude to be at the fucking dudes march. It's gonna be kick ass time.
Homosexual and school orientation welcome as well.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, gay dudes for sure.
All dudes. I like the idea of a they then march and they can't decide on a location.
We don't.
Are they them?
We don't. We don't. You know, live by the location binary.
Yeah. No, yeah, they have like 50,000 people sign up, and they're spread out across like like 25 different like cities.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be great.
No, it's like we're gonna be at Springfield, and then it's just like every Springfield across the nation. We're gonna be in Buffalo. Which state? Doesn't matter. Just pick one.
Yeah, pick a Buffalo and go to it. Because everyone knows that they them don't have short tempers.
Right. Yeah, they get pissed off easily. Yeah. That's a good thing.
Good stereotype to start.
Yeah, we should make up cool stereotypes for all different kinds of people who aren't like. It's not necessarily accurate. It's just like.
It's just funny.
Yeah, like they thems, they, you know, they get pissed off really easily.
Yeah, I've just noticed that every time I've talked to a they them, they get really fucking mad.
And it's just you misgendering them.
Yeah, you're clearly in the wrong and you get pissed off.
Yeah, I don't know why they always get so fucking pissed off, dude. I don't like them.
God, the they them march. Just, I love the concept of the they them march almost more than the men's march.
I think it'd be funny if all three of those marches, men's, they them, and the women's march, all coincide on the same day.
Hmm.
But like the women's march is like four. Yeah, all in the same place too. And the women's march is like four something. But the dudes' rock march is just for being dudes. And the they them march, yeah. I don't know what they're doing. I don't.
No real clear statement.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody really understands what they're doing there.
They just heard that there was going to be a men's march and a women's march, and they wanted to be a part of it, but not that a part of it, you know?
Yeah, yeah. They want it to be like adjacent, but they don't want it. They're like, we're not a part of any of this. We just want to let you know that we're here.
Yeah, we're here. Some of us are. We're queer.
Look, it would take. It's going to take a long time to explain it. Just we're here.
Yeah. You're not going to get it anyway. Just it's not worth my time. We're just here at the moment, all right? And all the dudes are like, "Cool." And the women are like, "How can we help you?"
The women are like, "It's been really hard for us to get to Pennsylvania Avenue." They're just disregarding it entirely.
All their cars are crashed.
Yeah. Our journey here has been a tough one. They then community.
just me drunk as fuck. I don't care, whatever they then got pussy over there, come here.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, women's march, show us your tits. Show us your tits.
Yeah, dudes march is kicking ass. None of the women at the women's march want to be at the dudes march. But there's all of them are like, all the women over there are pick me's, and it's just like some, there's like the Cowboys cheerleaders all like doing a routine at the dudes march.
Yeah. We are hiring out and like paying these women like very like nice wages to come perform for us, and they're like, oh yeah, these girls are pick me's.
Yeah.
Right. When you give a woman $500.
Yeah.
You can legally kill her.
There's like 50,000 dudes that are just like tossing money on like these strippers that we hired, and the women are like, yeah, these girls, they don't know what's good for them. Also, I only make sex work. 77 cents a day.
Yeah, that's
also
awesome.
Also, respect sex work.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's respectful to throw money on a stripper. Yeah.
No. He's talking about the women being like, look at these disgusting pick me's. But they're all sex workers.
Yeah.
But then they're like, but we support sex work. Because it's feminism. Yeah. Except for those sluts also, over there.
Also, to protect us from the women's march, I think we have a strong two-way policy at the dudes march.
For sure.
What do you mean?
You can like, you can have a gun. Like, it doesn't even have to be holstered. Oh, you can just be like holding it the whole time.
Yeah, yeah. Guns are totally cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's America.
But there's a firing range.
Yeah, yeah. There's a whole firing
range. Set up a firing range on the White House lawn right before Trump leaves. Not to shoot him, just because he would let it happen.
Yeah, he'd be cool.
Yeah, Trump lets us on the White House lawn.
Yeah, this is all happening the day before the inauguration.
He's drunk as fuck. He's like, this fucking rocks.
Dude,
like, I love these people. This march. I'm doing the best march.
This march is great. It's great. Got a bunch of dudes out here. It's fantastic. It's the best march that there's ever been in the history of marches. And I want to let you know that we do have the police and the SWAT out. They're keeping the women cornered on Pennsylvania Avenue. And the victims, who knows where they are? Who even knows what they are, to be perfectly honest?
I want to say something about they, thems. I'm glad they're here on Pennsylvania Avenue. I'm glad the women are here too. But dudes rock. And I'm here. Thank you, President Trump, for allowing me to move in a day early.
Joe Biden speaking on an avenue in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And Joe Biden, Joe Biden's not really a dude. We're gonna send Sleepy Joe to the women's march, because if there's one thing that a women's march does, it puts you to sleep.
And then it's a hard cut to Donald Trump holding Joe Biden's legs up over his head while Joe Biden is doing a keg stand.
Kamala's just cleaning a gun for the next day.
Yeah.
She's not at the women's march either, because she could give a fuck.
Yeah, she does not give. She's actually actively arresting all of the trans men at the dudes march.
In cleaning a Glock with a fucking toothbrush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She doesn't want anything jamming when she fucking blows Joe Biden's brain out the next day.
Yeah, no, I... Yeah, the dudes march is gonna be awesome, man.
Yeah, I love it.
Make this happen.
So goddamn. I know. That's what we need. I wonder. Do you think we have the power? Do you think we could organize an event of that size?
Just make a Facebook group, dude. Facebook event.
Yeah. I think we could make it happen. Honestly.
I think you need like 20,000 people. Like, this would need to be like bigger than Project X. Like, this needs to be something that'll go like down in the books. Just like, it was totally peaceful. It was just like fucking dudes rock. But it takes place in the same spot they had the women's march.
Yeah. And we have to get permits so we can have drinks and stuff out there. And honestly, yeah, we need the police on our side.
Yeah, that's true. And yeah, so here's the thing. We understand discrepancies with the police, but we do need them just for the dudes march.
Yeah, we gotta make sure that, you know, they're keeping the peace.
Yeah, and by peace, I mean making sure women don't get in.
Right, no, exactly. Maybe we should just hire, like, a private police instead of the...
We could do that. Maybe we could just appoint, like, some, not necessarily Proud Boy types, but, like, guys that just have big guns to just kind of police the event.
I guess we would just have dudes policing the event, right?
Yeah, yeah. Just like dudes with ARs are just like, they're like our private dudes march police. Just
guys walking around with fucking ARs.
Yeah, like they're like army surplus type dudes, like stolen valor guys. Just for like one day, they're like, hey, you're gonna get to live your dream, man. You're gonna get to walk the Pennsylvania Avenue with a fucking AR-15 and a smoke grenade strapped to your chest. So
they got like the face paint on.
Yeah, they're all they're wearing like army. We could just hire homeless veterans to do it.
Like Vietnam fatigues.
A couple of them having hiding in the grass.
Yeah. Yeah, we got like snipers in the window. Like it's very overpowered.
And we do it on shift so every guy can have a good time.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. You can get drunk before your shift. Like, that's like a dude thing. Like, you could get drunk and shoot a gun if you need to.
You have to blow under, like, a crazy number.
Yeah. How does the breathalyzer work? What is it? 0.08 is, like... Yeah, 0.08 is, like, the legal limit. So maybe you have to blow under, like, a fucking 0.3.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, if you're over 0.3, you're too fucked up to shoot a gun.
That's fucking blasted. That's fucking dead almost.
Yeah,
being at 0.3.
Yeah, there's like a guy that like is dead from alcohol poisoning. Hey, take away his gun. He's not.
He's too fucked up
to use it. Yeah, he actually stopped breathing, so I had to blow into the breathalyzer for him, but I'm way over 0.3. Yeah, the dude's march gonna be very organized.
Dude, it's so funny. This fucking tweet, I just had to go mute it. But it said fucking there's like 60 comments and every single one is dudes rock.
Yeah, that's the best part about dudes is we always say the same shit.
We all just fucking rock together.
We all know how to read a room.
We got.
Yeah, I've confused the people.
Yeah, that's based. This got toxic yet positive masculinity.
I'm retweeting that.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome.
What is it? Elliot Page is his name now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So like just be like so funny if like after like coming out as trans just being like a fucking piece of shit guy. Like they're just like
they come out and they're an abuser.
They start listening to the Smiths.
Yeah. Fucking bass.
Damn.
I can't believe neither of you have, like, seen Juno or X-Men 3 or watched Trailer Park Boys or anything else that they've been in.
Look, I'm kind of retarded.
He's in Trailer Park Boys?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know he was in Trailer Park Boys.
He was the daughter of, I think it was Ricky.
Really?
No way. Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Damn.
I had no idea. Damn. Yeah. Wow. That's crazy. What the fuck, dude?
Yeah, he's got a good catalog of movies and TV shows he was in.
Wow.
Hold on.
I just forgot my phone.
Somebody commented this.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome.
Fucking bits.
My favorite thing that to me? Is like if you Google Elliot Page, it's all just pictures of him in the hat. As if like that's like that's like the new thing is like, hey, he wears a hat now. He's a hat guy. I know that's like the only picture. That's the only picture that's like out right now, but
right. It's just funny, yeah.
Yeah, like Google. Yeah, no, it's just like I don't know. It's just a silly observation.
Yeah,
I guess. Yeah, if you scroll down, never mind. It's just like a lot of like the first page results.
That's awesome, dude. I'm so hyped.
Dude, I love this. Also, I've gained almost 70 followers today.
Yeah, this is a good day.
Which is hilarious.
I made a song, which I thought was good. What were you going to say, Greg? I'm sorry.
I got to retweet it.
I thought he was going to say that he gained 70 pounds.
After talking about all this food.
Yeah, like the candy talk got him going.
I'm pretty hungry. I'm not gonna lie. I might get some food.
What's the HBO show Animals?
I don't know.
Well, this guy, the creator of it, followed me.
Oh, nice.
So I'm going to ask him to come on the podcast because I could care less about his follow.
Don't do
what?
That.
What? No, how funny would it be? Do it. Huh?
Absolutely do it.
What? I'm going to do
even
it.
Know who they, this, we don't even know who this person is.
Yeah, but
I'll watch his show. I don't give a fuck.
I just think we got to have people on that we know.
Have you?
Look, I know that he has a. I know he has a white check mark.
What you guys, was that, Greg?
Have you guys asked Bernie Sanders to be on the podcast yet?
No, we're working so our way things. Up. I think. Oh, you have, Chris?
If yeah, we're correspondents.
If we could get Bernie Sanders on the podcast, that would be next level.
I've been trying to get Rudy Sanders. Giuliani on, but.
I'd have to try to fuck him.
Oh, if we could get any sort of person like in politics on this podcast,
it'd be hilarious.
We should see if we can get Alex Jones on.
Yeah,
I'd let him say whatever he wanted.
Oh, same.
This would be Alex Jones actually could organize the Dudes March.
We should see if he'd be up for it.
Ask get Al Roker on the podcast.
Yes.
Kick ass.
Ooh, what if we got Tommy Lauren on the podcast?
Oh.
Yummy.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. We get Tommy Lauren and then we get Caitlin Bennett.
Hell yeah.
Sick.
Like, we just start bringing like alt-right baddies on here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Caitlin Bennett's not really a baddie.
She's alright, but.
Yeah.
I think she's better than most.
I think it'd be cool to get Charlotte Clymer on here.
You know what? I want to say this, and I hope. Well, actually, never mind. It doesn't make sense. I was gonna say Charlotte Clymer is not invited to the Dudes March, but yeah, I mean. She wouldn't be invited to the Dudes March.
Obviously, she's a woman.
I don't know who is, so who is that?
Charlotte Clymer is, I feel confident in saying Charlotte Clymer's a fucking bitch.
Mm-hmm.
a dumb blue check on Twitter.
Charlotte Clymer is notoriously famous for being a huge fucking bitch.
Yeah, she was in the army. Now she's not in the army. But she wants to go back into the army once Joe Biden makes it okay for trans people to be in the army.
Loves killing Somalians.
Yeah, she loves killing brown people, which I think is cool of her, honestly.
Charlotte Clymer is the type of motherfucker to use a gun backwards. I don't trust that bitch with my life.
Well, you better respect her, okay? Because she was a troop, all right? And
she was a
troop. She was a troop.
Yeah.
She killed brown people for your freedom, okay?
Yeah. I'm sure she did. What? Yeah, fucking... You come out of the fucking army as a lesbian? Yeah, I'm sure it was really hard for you. You had all this time to think.
Somebody quote tweeted my tweet and said, "God, I swear to God, I hate y'all musty ass and wears so much."
What? Yo, I think that's a Charlotte Clymer tweet.
Can we deepfake it so that Charlotte Clymer quote tweeted me saying that?
Yeah, that you can do anything with respect.
Yeah, where's the... send the tweet to me, Chris.
Okay.
Goddamn. Well, this has been fun. This has been a good episode. I think we've got a good 20 minutes of Dudes March.
Dudes Rock material.
Mm-hmm.
That's the theme today, dude.
Hell yeah, dudes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a fucking... A big episode, big concepts being tossed out this evening.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Local warfare being started, for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. I had a good time.
Yeah, this is good. This is a good one. Well, Greg, you make music. You do a lot of cool stuff. Do you have anything that you wanna plug?
Yeah, I'm really bad about uploading shit, but I don't know. I go by GG Graffiti right now. But yeah, on YouTube and SoundCloud.
We can link that shit though.
Yeah.
If you send it in the Discord, links. Yeah.
Anything else? Just the SoundCloud and YouTube.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I don't know. I should start working on music more seriously. So hopefully in the future I can. Get some cool shit out and then I could plug myself, but I don't really got anything right now.
Yeah.
Hey, that's all good in the hood, brother.
Mm-hmm. You got a Twitter so people can find you?
Nah, man, I don't. Nah, fuck Twitter, dude.
Respect. Yeah, he's like, he's not a Twitter guy.
Facebook. That's okay.
They could add you on Facebook.
Yeah, at my personal account on Facebook.
Right. I guess you could plug your Instagram.
I don't even know what my Instagram is.
That's
awesome.
Isn't it fucking... You want me to find it and plug it for you?
Yeah, dude's rock.
Yeah.
It's the Space Wolf.
Okay.
With underscores.
Hell yeah. I think this is the most offline guest we've ever had.
Yeah.
Which is fucking awesome. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, do you guys have anything you guys want to plug?
I don't know, Chris, you go.
Actually, I'm pretty good. Things are going well for me today. Getting followers and the viral tweet or whatever, hopefully. 6K, if you don't like that tweet, yeah, retweet it and like it.
We've retweeted another viral in my belt. Right?
Yeah, retweet it again. I don't fucking care. Get it back out there. The fuck?
Why the fuck can't... I guess if I have plugs, fucking... Just Twitter at KPVQN, Instagram Woke Lettuce God, and just hit the SoundCloud link in my Twitter bio. Toss me a follow on there, and that's it.
Swag. Buy my fucking t-shirts. Thanks for coming on, Greg. This was cool.
Hell yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. Stay tuned for the Dudes Rock March too. So.
Yeah, Dudes Rock March coming very soon.
Dudes Rock on top soon.
Mm-hmm.